bringing Minnesota powwows to you. This is Powwow Trail. This is your host, Terry Goodsky, and today we head north to Net Lake, Minnesota for the Boys Fort Annual Soggy Bagah Powwow, June 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Your MCs are Terry Goodsky, Joe Hoagland. Your arena director is Michael Connors. Your host drums are Baron Traditional and Ruth Porter Family Drum. This is Powwow Trail, part 1 of 2. Friday Traditional.
Oh, night sky. Gay quick. Thank you. Water, duck and dive.
Oh, man.
Creek.
Ah!
Anine, I'm sitting here at the Boys Fort Powwow, Soggy Bagad Days, Net Lake, Minnesota. I'm sitting here with Dan Friday. Dan, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Bonjour. Where's all coming in on Indigo? What's all gonna have get Indigo? I take in do them, skibwakaning in donji, get you maganing, guys in a cate, where is conigan? Bungi at the go, Nenita, Anishinabe, Mwan, Bebungi, Nikakwe, Kikendan, Anishinabe, Mwan. And what I just said there, I introduced myself in the language. I said what my two names were, and I stated that my clan was the Caribou. I'm from Seine River. It has two names, one literally meaning Wild Potato Lake, and the other means something along the lines of canoe route because of where the traders used to go through that way. And I also said that I could only speak a little bit of Ojibwe, but I'm trying to learn bit by bit.
I know you sang a song yesterday, a veteran song. Could you kind of explain the meaning behind that?
That veteran song was dreamt of by my grandfather, Bud Friday, in World War II. He was about 19 years old at the time, in 1945, when they called that battle the Liberation of Dunkirk. The story goes that he was laying on the shores of Dunkirk, exhausted from fighting for many days, and he had a dream of an old man that said, "My child, I will give you a song, and this song is going to help you win." That song, the words are, "Aga Making Indaya Gegoin Manendeken Vibagosha Nandagoshin Gegoin Manendeken Nimama." It means, "I'm overseas. I'll be home soon. Don't be sad, my mother." When he sang that song, when he woke up that morning, a storm rose over the sea and came towards the shore and provided the cover that the Canadian troops needed to storm Dunkirk and liberate it from the Nazi army and free Dunkirk of the German grasp in World War II.
How long have you been singing, Dan Friday?
Off and on since I was a little boy. Ever since I could remember speaking, I could sing songs. I'd often hear my grandpa humming songs on the wall, just tapping it, or listening to his old recordings of himself. And then I would start humming along with him, and then that's how I got my start. Then I would listen to other tapes by myself and learn more songs. But I didn't really start sitting around a drum to start lead singing until I was about 12 years old. When I was 12, that's when I really took off with my singing. I just travel everywhere and anywhere I could to meet people, and it's been about 8 years since I've been doing that, and it's been good to me.
All right, hey, is there anybody you'd like to give a shout out to there? Where this is EG Radio Power Trails, this will be broadcast worldwide. Is there anybody you'd like to say hi to? Or?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to all my American relatives, because I know I got a lot in White Earth, Boys Fort, and I think some in Grand Portage. Bonjour, everybody.
I'd like to thank you, Dan. Keep it up, cousin. You know, it's good to see you out there in the Power Trail, you know, keeping those old traditional songs going. And I'd like to thank you for that.
Oh, me go watch, Terry. See you later, cuz.
My guest here is Luis Isham. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Born and raised here in Net Lake, Minnesota, and I currently work for the tribal government.
See, as you're one of the powwow organizers, what is your job at kind of putting on this powwow?
Having a lot of patience, making sure that we have enough people to cook, clean, greet people, just make sure all the attendees are having a good time.
Can you tell me a little bit about what this powwow plays for the community?
What I think it does is it brings the community together, and it's a great time to have all your friends and relatives come home or visit, and everyone just has a good time together.
You know, you're doing a great job here. The powwow's going smoothly. Is there anybody you'd like to say hi to, or, you know, give some inspiration for people that want to kind of put on a powwow?
I guess this says say hello to everybody, and if you haven't had a chance, come on up sometime and visit one of our powwows. We have four around here on Boys Fort. But for those who are interested in helping put on powwows, I'd say just do it. Grab someone that's been there, does the powwow. Just start by volunteering and work your way up. Then you'll be sitting with Terry.
Niji Powwow Trail has been brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota. Find more shows archived online at www.nijiradio.org. Miigwech, bizindawiig.